We're back here on Giants.com for another edition of our position preview. Today we look at defensive tackles. And a lot was made of the Giants' inability to rush the passer last year. Where were the sacks from the vaunted Giants' defensive line? Well, the real reason is they didn't have as many opportunities because their team wasn't in as many second and third and longs. The question then is why? Well, the Giants couldn't stop the run on first and second down. And that's really where their defensive tackles need to step up this season. The Giants added a lot of players at the position in the hopes of getting better stopping the run. Now, the one guy the Giants know what they're getting out of is Linval Joseph. He's entering his fourth season. He's really become a solid starter at defensive tackle. He stops the run. He gets after the passer. And the Giants hope in a contract year he might take that next step into stardom, perhaps be a Pro Bowl player. One player the Giants added, and they think this guy can really be an explosive player at defensive tackle, is Cullen Jenkins. He's not your typical space eater.
You know, I'm not the biggest defensive tackle in the league, or, you know, when I go down out to defensive end, I'm not the smallest defensive end, but, you know, quickness is a big part of my game, you know, explosiveness, and just being versatile.
Jenkins is 32 years old, but the Giants still think he can be that slashing, disruptive force that penetrates opponents' backfields. Now, the Giants also do have your traditional space heaters, and one is big Jonathan Hankins. They drafted him in the second round out of Ohio State. Now, obviously, he's a rookie. He has a lot of learning to do, a lot of work in the weight room to do. But the Giants believe he can be a factor in year one on first and second down, stopping that run. And he has a great guy to learn from. Big Sean Rogers is back. After missing last season with a blood clot, he is here. He's just as big as he used to be, and he's another guy that can stop the run on first and second down and perhaps mentor John Hankins a little bit in that respect. Then you have Mike Patterson. He's more in the Cullen Jenkins role. He's smaller. He's a slasher. He can be disruptive. But another guy the Giants hope coming over from Philly, he had brain surgery last offseason, missed most of last season, but he's back. He's okay, and the Giants hope he can be disruptive in the middle of that line. Then you have Marcus Kuhn. Now, he was a bit of a project for the Giants when they drafted him last season. He made a lot of progress during the year, but then he tore his ACL. He's really coming back strong, and he hopes to be ready for the regular season.
My goal is right now to be 100% by training camp, so I don't really, you know, it's a long time until then, and I don't really look that far ahead. So right now, it's just I'm getting better every day and going ahead with my rehab, but I'm very confident, and when camp comes around, I'll be good to go again.
Then you have Marvin Austin. He's entering his third season as a member of Big Blue. He's a guy the Giants had high hopes for. He missed his first season in the NFL with an injury. He has to perform to earn his way onto the football field, and the Giants need him to play like a second-round pick. It'll be a big offseason for him. And finally, there's Frank Okum. Now, you want size? 350 pounds. This guy is big, and he's more depth and a guy that can stop the run on first and second down and really eat up some space, take on double teams in the middle of that defensive line. Well, the Giants have a lot to work with. Robert Nunn, the defensive line coach, has a lot of weapons. Perry Field, the defensive coordinator, a lot of guys with different skill sets that you can mix and match and use in very interesting defensive line rotations. They'll need to be better against the run. They'll need to get to the quarterback as well. The best defenses put pressure up the middle. The Giants hope this group can do just that. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Next up, linebackers. Make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com all summer long as we prepare for training camp at the end of July.